bungwe ka collision against illicit alcohol. Abantu bonse tabafwira okubonwa.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kotas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector, every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
The headlines. Sean Tembo calls for dismissal of army commander over exterminate remarks. 28 million kwacha warmer water quality laboratory 78% complete. In global news, Ugandan MP and Bobi Wine ally arrested over election violence. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Patriots for Economic Progress leader Sean Tembo has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to dismiss Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Tshiongo Zele following remarks in which he allegedly threatened to exterminate illegal miners. Mr. Tembo says the remarks attributed to Lieutenant General Zele were inconsistent with Zambia's constitutional framework and unacceptable coming from a senior military officer. He has acknowledged that while Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma condemned and clarified the Army Commander's statement yesterday, the minister's intervention failed to address the core issue. Mr. Tembo adds that the Constitution does not permit the extermination of suspected offenders, but instead provides for their arrest and prosecution through the courts of law. According to Mr. Tembo, Lieutenant General Ziele's comments demonstrated a total disregard for constitutional principles, adding that such conduct was particularly troubling given the Army Commander's senior position within the national security establishment.
Lieutenant General Ziele is not an ordinary citizen. As commander of the Zambia Army, he is a very senior person in the national security establishment of the Republic of Zambia. While the Zambia Army is one of the most disciplined military forces in the world, the threats of extermination against civilians made by the Army commander have the potential to tarnish the good image and reputation that the Zambia Army has enjoyed since independence. This should not be allowed under any circumstances.
Construction of the regional water quality laboratory for the Water Resources Management Authority, WARMA, valued at 28 million kwacha, has reached 78% completion. Speaking shortly after touring the laboratory in Lusaka and the Shaft 5 well field, WAMA board chairperson John Kunda said the facility will significantly strengthen national capacity for water quality monitoring and promote evidence-based decision-making. Dr. Kunda notes that the laboratory will also support climate-resilient water management, regulatory enforcement, and policy development. He has explained that the allocated funds cover construction only and adds that the board is committed to ensuring the necessary laboratory equipment is procured once the project is completed. Dr. Kunda further called for the urgent gazetting and enforcement of protection measures for well-filled zones such as Shaft 5, describing it as a critical groundwater resource that supplies 27% of Lusaka's population with water.
Ensure that there is effectiveness and efficiency in the delivery of our mandate. That is commendable because the resource must be available for development, right? But at the same time, it's not that, yes, it must be available, but it must be available in good quality. The regional laboratory that WAMA is working on, I'm aware that the current funding is only supporting the actual physical infrastructure, you know, construction. That's what is obtaining, but it needs to be equipped. This is where I encourage WAMA to continue partnering with various stakeholders. And of course, we'll continue working with the ministry because we know that the president, together with the ministry, are keen on having a water resource that is available, but also in the requisite quality that supports inclusion.
And WAMA Acting Director General, Ms. Sozi Lumpa, says the laboratory will significantly enhance the authority's capacity to monitor water quality, generate credible scientific data, and support informed decision-making for climate-resilient water and agricultural management. Ms. Lumpa adds that the design of the lab incorporates wet chemistry and microbiology laboratories, instrumentation rooms, sample preparation and storage areas, offices, and staff support facilities.
It's currently at 78% completion, and with the expected completion in October, and it consists of a wet chemistry lab, a microbiology lab, and instrumentation room. And then we are optimistic, once it's complete, to obtain ISO accreditation, which will reinforce WAMA's credibility as a national authority in water quality analysis. In respect of this lab, board chairperson, we look to you and your leadership to support us.
Government has signed an amendment agreement with AVIC International Project Engineering Company relating to financing contracted for the Lusaka Urban Roads Program under the L400 Phase 2 and Phase 3 projects. The agreement, signed on 13th January 2026, forms part of Zambia's ongoing external debt restructuring process under the G20 Common Framework for Debt Treatment and reflects government's continued commitment to orderly, transparent, and good faith engagement with its external creditors. In January 2017 and November 2018, government entered into financing agreements amounting to $36,177,000 and $36,165,913.20 respectively to support the construction and rehabilitation of selected Lusaka urban roads under the L400 Phase 2 and L400 Phase 3 projects. Following a transfer by the original lenders, AVIC International, as the contractor for the projects, assumed the outstanding debt associated with the financing, resulting in the conclusion of a debt restructuring agreement in the amount of $56.3 million. According to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury, this agreement constitutes the first amendment agreement in respect of these obligations and is being implemented under a sequenced approach designed to address outstanding amounts owed to AVIC International in an orderly manner. Build It International Country Director Lucy Kasanda has called for stronger systems and partnerships to increase women's participation in Zambia's construction sector. Speaking at the Women in Construction Conference in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Kasanda emphasized that inclusive skills development is critical to national growth and economic